Time now for the rural news with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally, and farmers are buzzing at news of the forecast record milk payout from Fonterra. Tell us more.
Kia ora, Marnie. Yes, the Farmer Co-op has revised its forecast milk price range for the current season with a record-breaking midpoint of $8.70 a kilogram of milk solids. A milk cheque that large would beat the previous highest price of $8.40, which was paid out in the 2013-14 season. During a business update this morning, company chief executive Miles Hurrell says the higher price is a result of consistent strong demand for dairy at a time of tight global supply.
The global picture is one of consistent strong demand, while at the same time a constrained supply. In particular, supply from both US and the Europe has slowed somewhat. These challenges facing the global supply chain are well documented. At the moment, we continue to deliver to customers, but there's no doubt this has created extra work in rescheduling and reworking orders. We've seen demand soften slightly in China, although global demand does remain strong, and we think that'll be the case for the remainder of the season.
Mr. Hurrell says there is a 60-cent range on the new forecast because there's ongoing questions around new COVID variants and whether economies can rebound from the pandemic. Farmers we spoke to this morning were elated with the news. Many said the revised forecast provided a much-needed morale boost. Canterbury dairy farmer and Fonterra supplier Willie Lefrink says with recent rises at the global dairy trade auction, he was expecting a lifted forecast.
Oh, this is really, really helpful to restructure our debt and pay off some more debt and also get some essential work done.
Federated Farmers Dairy Chair and Fonterra farmer Wayne Langford says it would be great to see a record payout.
Oh, that'd be pretty huge, obviously. Records are there to be broken, is my understanding. So it's good that Fonterra are challenging themselves to do that. So, but when you consider the current climate that we're in with you know, the state of the world and COVID and everything that's going on, it's a pretty impressive result.
Mr. Langford says the higher milk price will help cover other increasing costs on farm.
It's not far away from farmers' memories. The what happened last time the payout was this high, it crashed the following year. So they'll be squirreling a bit away for that scenario. Also, we've seen a big increase in fertiliser prices and other on-farm costs with the likes of fuel and that sort of thing as well. So my grandfather always told me, you know, never spend the milk cheque until you've got it. And we're a long way away from October next year. So, you know, I encourage farmers, well, this is a good forecast. It is just a forecast, and just wait till the money's in the bank to really get spending.
That's Wayne Langford. And in related news, a new industry report shows milk production last season reached a record 2 billion kilograms of milk solids. At the same time, cow numbers remained largely unchanged. Maya Burry reports.
The annual New Zealand Dairy Statistics report found milk production lifted nearly 3% on last season, helped by favourable weather conditions. Meanwhile, the national dairy herd is sitting at 4.9 million, a 0.3% drop on last year. Of the 11,000 herds in Aotearoa, the average size was 444, while about 120 farmers had herds with 1,500 cows or more. Waikato is home to the largest number of cows, followed by North Canterbury, Southland and Taranaki. The report also found more farmers are taking measures to improve their herds, with artificial breeding and herd testing numbers both recording small lifts.
Right, it's time now to get the latest from the sale yards around the country. To tell us more, we're joined by regular guest Suze Bremner, a senior analyst at AgriHQ. Kia ora, Suze, what's been happening this week?
Hi, Sally. Well, a lot of the talk around the traps this week is the lack of processing space available. Processors are struggling with limited staff, mainly due to social distancing and now the traffic light system, and are not actually able to work at anywhere near full capacity at the busiest time of year. There are significant backlogs, and the impact is being felt right across the auctions at sale yards, from the store lambs through to the prime ewes and cattle.
And what's happening with store lamb prices?
Well, we're seeing store lamb prices have continued to come back for the most, but for most regions, the weather has actually played its part this year, and there are good feed levels around to put some lambs away for a bit. It's been another busy week in the South Island with on-farm sales, and one afternoon was spent on farms in Beautiful Valley in South Canterbury, where lambs sold from $86 up to $176.
And the traffic light system changes a few things at the yards?
Well, that's right. So the sale yards, of course, are not immune to the new traffic light system, and auctions are classed as an event under the new regime that the government has put out, whether they're held inside or outside. So anyone planning on attending a sale in red and orange regions will need a vaccine pass, and of course will still need to adhere to the other protocols of signing in and so on, which are now the norm.
Thanks, Suze. That's Suze Bremner from AgriHQ. And in some other news from the sale yards, a Balclutha livestock agent has been sentenced to 12 months home detention for fraudulent activity, including selling stock that didn't exist. While working for Rural Livestock Limited, John Francis Williams defrauded his employer and clients by submitting false sale notes related to livestock sales and leasing agreements. The offending resulted in the company losing approximately $1.3 million. The Serious Fraud Office says at times the 40-year-old presented himself as the vendor of animals he didn't own and sold stock which didn't exist. It charged him with two counts of false accounting, to which he pleaded guilty to. Williams was sentenced to 12 months home detention in the Dunedin High Court this morning. And finally, Australians are set to pay a premium for popular summer produce like watermelons and chillies after storms destroyed crops across Queensland. Heavy rains have made harvest difficult in some regions, with the weather saturating growers' properties, making it difficult to use machinery. According to the ABC, some producers are reporting losses of up to 85%. Koe rā te porongo o te tai whenua. That's the Rural News for this week.